Yeah. Got a new show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Hodge Twins at officialhodgetwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Or maybe a hat. Or maybe a white privilege card. Or maybe some bird products. Use discount code ChineseVirus. I'll give you 20% off. Yeah.
That was a damn good intro.
I think it was one of my best ones. I'm getting good at it. Anyway, these vaccine passports. That's crazy as hell, man. Vaccine passport?
Not really.
It's not. It's crazy as hell.
No, it ain't.
You had to get a vaccine passport for polio.
Well, we talk about now. We ain't talk back in the damn 1800s.
They didn't do that shit for Ebola or leprosy. This is straight government tyranny right here.
No, but it's not out of the I wouldn't call it government tyranny.
It's coming. I think that app you download, people going to be watching your ass. All right, he's going to the grocery store. All right, he's going to the gym.
No, what I'm saying is it's not complete lunacy. Like my kids, I'm pretty sure you got to get, like, vaccinated with chickenpox before they can go to school.
Well, yeah, that's going to school, but this is for traveling within the confines of the United States. This is if you want to get on the plane and go to Alabama. Georgia, that liberal shithole California.
I mean, but I'm just saying it's not out of ordinary. I mean, they make your
kids.
It's
a little bit. I mean,
it's
school.
It's the same.
You can't travel.
That is kind of crazy.
That's crazy as hell, man.
I mean, but I could see how they could go to something like this because, look, think about when we was kids.
Yeah.
I mean, look what they do to kids. Now you have to get, like, chicken pox the mumps. When we was kids.
The who?
The mumps.
You sound like you said monks. Mumps.
The mumps.
Put the M-U-M-P-S on it. You said monks.
How you spell that?
I don't know how you spell it.
See, mumps. I think you misspelled it.
No, it's mumps.
M-U-M-P-S. Mumps.
I think that's how you spell it.
I mean, we as kids, we didn't get vaccinated for that.
Didn't get vaccinated for chickenpox, mumps, measles, all that.
You know what mama did?
I mean, my sister caught the chicken pox.
Yeah, then she just, mama had us just play with her. Go play with her. Put some medicine on her sores on her face.
Actually, go over there and kiss her and tell her how much you love her. Y'all take some dancing. Your sister knows how to dance.
Y'all,
go over there and dance with her.
Yeah, y'all getting ready to start school. You can't go to school until you go over and get, I mean, that's how we got it.
Yeah.
Like, when it came to mumps. I mean, we had to go play Coda. It was our cousin's house, right?
Yeah.
When we got there, I said, Mama, I want to play with him. He looked like a damn walrus. This dude had the mumps. This he had this big old jowl neck going.
Looking like he was going to drop dead any second.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is he even breathing right now? That dude like he was allergic to bees. He got stung by a bee or some shit.
Yeah, man. He looked like Eddie Murphy and Nutty Professor. His whole neck was swollen. He was fat and skinny. How you gonna look crazy like that, like a damn walrus? Fat in the face and the neck.
Yeah.
Arms and legs skinny as hell like you from Ethiopia.
I was like, I was a little boy, man. I already knew something was off.
Yeah, but that's what we did. I mean, we grew up poor. Mama didn't have no money to take us to the doctor to get no damn vaccination. You had to go out there and actually catch the shit.
Yeah, man, in order for mom and daddy to take us to the doctor, man, I got to be damn near dead.
Yeah. Daddy's like, you ain't feeling good. Take this aspirin, go lay down.
And stop breathing so heavy. Relax, boy. Count to 10 and just calm down.
Hey, all the white kids, they had their white privilege. Ah, I had to go to the doctor, stuck a big ass needle, mom.
Yeah.
Ah, no. You crying about a needle, y'all. We walked around with measles, mumps,
chickenpox, man, taking milk baths.
Yeah,
oat meal.
Yeah, I don't believe in white privilege. That was just a joke.
Yeah, we don't believe in white privilege. Privilege knows no color. When people refer to white privilege, what they're really talking about is economic privilege.
Yeah.
Some people got more money than others, and that has nothing to do with your skin color.
It used to be.
Still is. It's a huge wage gap between white folks and black folks,
but
I don't think it's racism. I just think a lot of people in the black community just lack enthusiasm. They don't want to do nothing.
Ambition.
They ain't got no damn ambition, man.
Yeah.
You can find a bunch of poor white folks.
They struggle from the same thing. No ambition.
Yeah.
No drive.
No drive.
Majority of the time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man. But that is a statistical fact. There's a whole lot more rich white folks than, I mean, there's a huge pay gap, but I don't think.
Not a pay gap.
I mean, wage.
No, just wage. So there's more. It's
they
just
earn, white people in general earn way more money than black folks.
Yeah, but it's not nothing to
no,
do.
No, it's no wage. Yeah,
it's not nothing to do with your race.
Yeah. It's not due to racism because you ain't bought shit.
Hey, let's get back to the damn topic at hand, man.
You ain't gonna hear that from mainstream media. You gonna hear it from me because I'm gonna give you some tough love.
Yeah, let me say this. That's why you see poor black people that grew up with nothing become rich and famous.
Yeah.
And look on the other hand, you see some white people's born with everything. I mean, perfect example. Look at Joe Biden's son. Look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's white. He's privileged. And look at what he did with it.
He
had economic privilege. Look who his parents are. But look at him. The dude's.
Yeah.
He's failing at life is what I'm saying.
Look at Jeffrey Dahmer. Dude was high IQ, man. His dad was a PhD chemistry. I mean, very smart, bright, highly educated.
Yeah.
His dad made good money. What did he do with his privilege? He went out there and started sleeping around and killing a bunch of gay black folks.
Yeah, eating them. He was eating them.
Yeah.
He'd have sex with them.
They opened that dude's refrigerator. They had a feet in there. This dude had all this privilege, economic privilege. Dude was smart. Dude was brilliant. This dude start pickling his feet.
I bet that make us some damn good beef stew. I bet you Jeffrey Dahmer said, damn, his feet is good. Let me get some more potatoes and rice.
You got to be a cool six SOB, man, to eat some bigger feet with some potatoes.
Man, you got to be a psychopath.
Just to go to show you, no matter where you start in life, it's not what you start with. It's what you use, what you already got to get where you want to be. Man, that was beautiful.
No,
Kevin Hart said that.
No, it's not what
2021, Kevin Hart said that. That quote is going to go down in history. Hell, I'm going to put that shit on a t-shirt.
That's a stupid-ass quote. I got something better already.
Man, that quote was clean as
hell. No, it's not
what... throwing that on a t-shirt.
Shut up and listen. I'm about to outdo that quote in like record time here. It's not what you start with. It's what you finish with. Keith Hoggs, 2021.
That's a
matter of fact, I'm running for president. That's my slogan.
Hey, we both put that on t-shirts, man.
You be the vice president.
I'm vice president. You be president, man.
Hell yeah.
Because you're a little bit smarter than me, man.
As soon as I become president, I'm signing second over. Illegal immigration is over. I'm putting barbed wire all over this bitch.
I'm putting U.S. troops at the border.
You come through the front door, you fill an application, your ass waiting in Mexico till this is resolved. What else I'm going to do as president?
Yeah, what else you going to do, man? We be president, man.
That's another video. Let's get back to the topic at hand. Hey.
No, man. We can start running for president right now, man. I don't think Trump running, man. Trump going to run, man. We run for president, man.
Calm down.
I'm serious about this, man. You be president, I be vice president, man. We never had presidents in vice president's country that's twins.
Yeah. So as I was saying,
it's not out of that is out of ordinary. I mean, they've had to vaccinate kids before you can go to school, but they never said you had to be vaccinated.
But they never allowed kids to like go different places because they didn't have a chicken pie. It was just for school.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, this is going a whole lot further. And it's like I don't see
it
like,
breaks of big government.
Yeah, it's like I'm not anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm all for you getting the vaccine.
We're that type of dudes, man. I go without the vaccine so long as you can take it.
Yeah, it's limited numbers of vaccines.
So. I'm looking out for you. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
I think you could be fine too. Maybe. No, but when it comes to all vaccines.
Hey, can I say something? Can I say something?
Go ahead. Get your damn hand off of me.
Hey, have y'all noticed? I was talking to my boy Chris about this earlier, man. Producer of the show, man. He does all our edit, man. He's got brains, man. He was telling us. He said, have you noticed whenever there's a new medication come out, they tell you all the side effects. And then you be like, damn, I'd rather go without taking a shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they do a COVID commercial and they tell you what the real side effects are? I mean, I've seen people take that shot, take 5 steps, and pass out. They look like they dropped dead or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we came across that story, man.
I mean, I can't even put this into context. Y'all got to see this video. And this is the actual news station. This is not made up.
Verified source.
I mean,
it's not fake news.
Yeah, when it comes to vaccine, there's always some kind of side effect.
Right.
That's with all vaccines.
That's with all medications.
Yeah, that's with all vaccines. Even because, like, before Trump, I mean, to get a vaccine, it took
years.
Years. Maybe, like, it was years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Trump a bad dude, but he came back with this shit way too fast for my liking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I like Trump, man.
I like Trump.
And I like his administration. They did a lot of great things for his country, but I ain't taking that vaccine.
So
I love Trump to death. I love his family. I love what he did for his country. But I am not taking that vaccine.
Well, it's because, just check out the video.
He's recovering at home tonight and sharing his story with 8 News reporter Talia Cunningham, who's in studio with a vaccine alert. Talia?
Hey, Juan. Good evening. Well, Richard Terrell got the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine earlier on this month. Now, he suffered a severe rash that spread over his entire body and turned his skin red. Now, as doctors tell me, a reaction of this magnitude is extremely rare. We do want to warn you at home that some of these images may be considered graphic.
These photos snapped of Richard Terrell's severe reaction to what doctors believe is the COVID-19 vaccine.
You know, my skin peeled off. It's still coming off of my hand.
The 74-year-old now on the road to recovery, relieved to breathe in the fresh air at his Goochland County home after spending 5 days at the VCU Medical Center.
Gee, it just came on so fast.
On March 6th, Terrell received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in Ashland. But 4 days later,
I began to feel a little discomfort in my armpit. And then I began to, a few days later, get an itchy rash. And then after that, I began to swell and my skin turned red.
This red rash quickly spreading, covering Terrell's entire body. His legs and hands almost unrecognizable from swelling and discoloration.
It was stinging and itching.
Skin is the largest organ in the body, and when it gets inflamed like he was, they can lose a lot of fluids, lose a lot of electricity.
Dermatology hospitalist FNU Newton is one of Terrell's doctors. She says his drug reaction could have been life-threatening if untreated. Through testing and process of elimination,
we ruled out all the viral infections. We ruled out COVID itself. Came to the conclusion that it was the vaccine that he had received that was the cause.
Dr. Newton and her colleagues believe Terrell's reaction has something to do with his genetic makeup and the vaccine type. Regardless, the doctor tells us this type of reaction is extremely rare.
If you look at the risk of adverse reactions from the vaccine, it has been really, really low.
Tonight, Terrell,
I wouldn't hesitate to get it.
And Dr. Newton are encouraging folks to get vaccinated and monitor their response.
Now, I'm told his reaction has been reported to the CDC, and VCU doctors will be submitting the case to a medical journal this week. Terrell tells me he's still very weak, and it will take some time for him to fully recover, but he's still thankful he was vaccinated.
All right, just so y'all know, Kevin is not laughing at the video, right?
Of course not. Why would I laugh at that?
Well,
that ain't funny. Laughing at man is literally like sweet potatoes. That dude's legs look like some bored carrots.
You gotta admit, man, his legs are like some damn yams, man.
Nah, his legs like some damn
beetroots.
Did you see his hands? Swore them down there came from an African American.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, I'm not laughing what happened to him. I mean,
it's horrible.
I think it's horrible. I have a 6-inch human, so just, you know, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but you got to admit, man, that's some Some crazy stuff, man.
Now, see, I mean, this always
you
stuff
see
happens.
His back?
Yeah. Like he caught chicken pops on his back or something.
I don't like
that's where you look when you had chicken pops. Your whole back was lit up.
Man, remember that? Looked like his back like someone drug him down a freeway on the back of a truck.
Yeah.
His damn skin is peeling off.
Yeah, he made a full recovery.
He did? Them pictures don't look like he made a full recovery.
No, he said his skin's still peeling off, but he's getting better.
That's not a full recovery. Your skin's still peeling
off. Well, he was in good spirits in the video. I think he's going to be all right.
Shit. A full recovery, huh?
Yeah.
Walk around with your skin peeling off?
You know what? If I was 70 years old, I think I'd just rather get the virus. Because there's a lot of people that get that virus at his age. He's like 74.
Yeah.
And they're fine.
Yeah, and it's
I mean, they get sick. Like, I got sick. But they were fine. But these people having these side effects with these viruses, with this vaccine.
And you can't call death a side effect. That's not a side effect. You got the virus and because you took the vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, side effect is one of your eye closed and start oozing blood or something. That's a side effect. Your ankles turning into damn sweet potatoes. That's a side effect. Yeah, but when you die, that's not a side effect.
That's what it was supposed to prevent. That's a malfunction.
Yeah. That's not a side effect if you take a vaccine and you die.
No, I think in the medical community, that's what they label it.
Nah, you know, they're crazy as hell. Side effect is you're getting a
it's kind of like that.
You're getting an irregular heartbeat. Your blood pressure goes up. Your mushroom tips stop working.
Nah.
When you die, that's not a side effect. Something you put in that vaccine went totally wrong.
You got to look at it like this. You got to look at it like a Democrat. See? That's how the whole medical community works, evidently. Look at it this way. It's not a crisis at the board. It's a challenge. When you die from this vaccine, it's not death. It's a side effect. Get it?
Well, maybe we just a whole lot smarter now. You know what I find weird, Key?
I know what I was going to say before you cut me off. What?
Let me say something. Can I say something?
Yeah, hurry up before I forget
it. It's crazy, man. They want United States citizens. You got to have a damn ID card, a passport to be able to travel. Yeah. As a free citizen. But they're allowing these illegal immigrants to come in this country with little to no ID.
Yeah.
With COVID.
Yeah. Y'all going to make them get it? I don't think you are. Like, if they start enforcing this for us to, like, leave the country and go to other states, if they start doing it to the citizens here,
yeah,
I bet you they're not going to do this to the people coming in illegally.
Let me say one more thing.
What?
They say it's racist for a black man or a Latino man to present ID when voting.
Yeah. It says voter suppression?
Yeah, voter suppression. You're discriminated against black people. You're being racist. Telling them they have to use an ID to enable them for a vote. That's considered racist in this country. But it is not considered government tyranny or racist in making sure somebody enabling them for them to be able to travel in the United States. You have to have a passport with your picture on it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Sure. Well, it's not
Democrats
racist.
Is.
Now, it would be racist to do that to blacks and Latinos to vote. If you only require them to show an ID, but they require everybody to show ID.
That was like, beautiful right there. Say that one more time.
I'm telling you, I'm the brains of this whole operation here.
Say that shit one more time, and it was beautiful.
Say it again.
The way you laid that shit down, you made even a liberal understand that.
Let me lay it down again.
Lay it down for the liberals out there, man.
I forgot it already. It just came back to me.
Hurry up before you forget.
Look, that would be racist if you made only blacks, Latinos, Asians require ID to vote.
Yeah.
But they're requiring everybody to show the ID.
Not just the white folks.
Not just the black
racist.
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
What'd you say racist? It's racist.
I said racist, man.
You said racist.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry about that. I got a lazy tongue, man.
We both do. Y'all should have noticed that shit by now. But, like, they just passed those that new voter laws in Georgia to prevent what happened in this last election.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they're saying that's white supremacy. No, that's making sure the integrity of our elections. Every vote doesn't count. Every legal vote should count.
I think if
who doesn't want that?
Yeah, Democrats, because it opens Pandora's box, man. You'll be able to skew the numbers.
Yeah, here in Nevada.
Who else wouldn't want you to have an ID to make sure you who you are, who you say you are?
Yeah, you got to
show. Why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm forced to identify myself to log into my bank checking account, my credit cards, my bills, my mortgage.
Yeah. I have to have an ID to smoke, to drink.
I have to have an, I mean,
to
why
drive
is
a
it?
Car.
Yeah, to drive a.
Don't say it, man. We got
freaking car down the street. I have to have a license.
You Democrats can piss off.
So it's like, why does that make that racist? And I noticed this morning on the news here in Nevada, they're trying to do opposite of what Georgia did when it comes to voting.
Yeah.
They talking about once you register, you don't ever have to register ever again. And once you register, you are automatically, every election, get damn ballots mailed to your house.
Now, use common sense, everybody. You can move. People move all the time.
Yeah.
Over time, you're going to get a buildup of mail-in ballots mailed to your house.
Yeah.
What's going to stop
that new homeowner from taking your ballot and voting for you?
Yeah.
Or you moving to another state and you getting somehow still getting those ballots from the other state and this state. And I mean, that's insane.
If you ask me, if you want to be able to vote, I don't believe in mail-in ballots because you can. It's too much fraud involved.
Yeah.
If you want to vote, if you're an American, you can go stand in line and show your ID.
Or come up with some kind of system where you could actually vote from home.
Yeah,
and
verify.
Still vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can log into your bank account and get access to your money. Why can't they come up with some kind of system where you can actually do this at home after you verify who you are?
Right.
I mean, they have the technology to do this, but they don't want to do it.
I can pick up my phone, and as soon as it sees my face, it opens. I don't have to put an ID. I don't have to put a fingerprint or anything.
Well, that
why can't they come up with the, like, for me to turn on my computer? I don't have to put in a password. I just have to show my face. My face is the password.
That's not fraud proof, though, because when I get your phone, it opens right up. I could do whatever I want on your phone.
Yeah, but it would prevent a lot of fraud. It would still, you would still have fraud with twins.
But
corrupt twins. Yeah. But a majority of the population ain't twins.
But you could take a picture. Have you ever tried this? Take a picture of your face and just open up your phone and put your face right there. That shit opens.
That damn Snapchat filter on.
It has to be some kind of login feature.
Yeah.
Like when you log into your bank.
Fingerprint, password, you have to register with the government.
Yeah.
They have to verify who you are.
They have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
They do.
Can stop all voter fraud in this country.
Yeah, but they ain't
trying to do all that.
Nevada, they just going to mail out ballots.
No. Hold on. Shut up. I'm talking. I'm not saying this last election was won by Joe Biden because of fraud. Never said that. Didn't say it. Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that. You got to tell these fools that, man. They'll ban your whole channel. They'll take your whole channel down. Just because you're talking about it.
Yeah.
What was you going to say?
I forgot.
Man.
Hey, man.
Are you
Let me talk. Let me say something. I was going to say this.
I'm starting to think Joe Biden came home one day when dad was gone. And
hey, Kim, shut up.
Maybe we Joe Biden's kids. You forgetting everything.
Hey, look here. Like, people who laughed at me saying I'm running for president, him running for vice president. I mean, look at the clowns in the White House now.
Yeah.
Clowns.
who the hell falls going up the steps three times?
Look how bad a candidate Harris was when she was running for president. The only person that got less votes than her was that black guy with the lazy eye. What was his name?
It was a black guy running for president?
Yeah.
Who?
His black head and a lazy eye.
Oh, you talking about Bathroom Booker?
Yeah. That dude looking at you, one eye looking the total opposite direction.
Don't nobody want to see that for a president every day.
I think even he got more votes than her.
You think so?
And then she becomes vice president just because she's black. Nobody liked her.
Yeah.
The gay guy got more votes than her, the white gay guy.
Yeah, the little Mad Max looking dude.
Yeah, Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg.
It's Buttigieg.
I don't care.
It's Booty.
What's his name, man?
Yeah, but anyway, let's get back to these vaccine passports.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's why I'm not in a rush to get no kind of vaccine that could take like 5 months to make us, man. This dude looking that looks crazy. Now, I could understand, and I think the entire population in this country could understand if it was something like COVID, it was called leprosy 20, and that was spread. You wouldn't have to ask nobody to get that.
It's kind of crazy, Keith. They're trying to enforce a passport for COVID when it's got a 99% survival rate. What's the... It's kind of crazy to me, man.
I think it's like 98, 97. It's the high 90s.
It's.
I mean, like, if this was like leprosy.
Yeah.
And it was passed by like coughing and like... Man, have y'all seen leprosy?
Yeah.
People's fingers fall off.
Yeah.
I mean, it maims you. It looks horrible. It's just... Right. I mean, who would be complaining about getting a vaccine if that was going around? How many Americans got this COVID?
A lot, man.
Hundreds of millions. It wasn't.
Hundreds of millions.
It ain't but 350 million in this country.
I forget. The numbers is kind of crazy. I forget how many. A lot of people have died from it, but.
I mean, how many people got infected by it?
No, who knows? They don't know, really
I mean,
know.
I mean.
They're just going by the numbers who was tested. They don't really know everybody who got that.
I think it's probably safe to say it's coming up on 100 million people has been infected.
It's probably
one out of three.
That's the only people that's been tested.
Maybe 50 million people. Who knows?
I don't know.
Now imagine if leprosy was spread like that in this country. Then you would have no argument. Matter of fact, I would be in that vaccine line, and if that line wasn't moving fast enough, I would be beating people's asses in front of me to get up and get it. This line ain't moving fast enough. I'm liable to catch this shit while I'm waiting in line.
Yeah, and that don't, I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, moderate, Christian, Catholic, Muslim. I don't care. You in the way. I just saw a man's face fall off. I'm trying to get this damn vaccine.
Yeah, that's the problem. This is where herein lies the problem. 99, 98, 97% of people who get this are just fine.
I think it's even higher than that because it's no way in hell that you can test everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy times,
man. Think about this, everybody. You got to actually get a passport. The thing, this is a maybe. You have to get a passport to prove you've had the vaccine in order for you to travel within the confines of the United States.
Well, they're saying private businesses may institute it.
Yeah, private business, if you institute it, you're going to kill your bottom line. Your stockholders ain't going to let you do that. Think about it. American Airlines, you can't fly with us unless you have a vaccine passport. They're going to put them out of business.
I wouldn't put it past
them. Talking about shooting yourself in the foot.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past me either. With Joe Biden in office, he's probably bail him out.
Yeah, it just feels like some kind of agenda going on with this vaccine.
What do you think going, man?
I don't know. I can't speculate. Or they're going to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, and they're going to ban my damn channel.
Yeah, you can't have your own opinion, huh? Nah. Can't even speculate, man.
Can't even.
They can speculate all they want. They can say Trump
colluded with Russia. Yeah.
You have 2 years spend. Well, how much money you spend? Like $25 million?
Yeah.
Didn't find shit. But yeah. They're not. Conspiracy theories, just people on the right.
He did it. We just couldn't find the evidence did it. He's that good at it. He was amazing. He did it. We know he did it.
But we
just
can't prove it.
We can't find the proof. He covered all his damn bases. Bank accounts, telephone calls, business trips. Everything's just wiped clean. How did he do it?
Like it never happened. How did he do it?
This guy's good.
Well, it's hypocrisy, man, on the left, man. Y'all just a bunch of hypocrites, man. Roots for thee, not for me. When we do it, it's a conspiracy theory when you're racist. When you do it, you're doing it for the good of mankind. Y'all just batshit crazy, that's all.
That was a damn good show. Yeah. Michael Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing.
Built a great company, great products.
Have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah. We take care of our patriots in this country. Don't forget, go to officialhorsetwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet. Yeah, they're actually being fair. Yeah. Go to officialhorsetwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.